Straight to the business news. I beg your pardon, Brian. Good morning.
Anya, thank you. Good morning. 60 companies here employing more than 150,000 people have signed up to the Business in the Community Ireland Pledge Initiative, which aims to improve social inclusion by getting companies to take steps to ensure that their workforce reflects greater diversity within society. They've published their third annual report today. Linda O'Sullivan, Head of Social Inclusion with Business in the Community, is on the line. Progress in some areas, Linda, more work to do in others. Let's start with gender balance. Positive developments there. What are you seeing, and is it across all levels of organisations?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, we're seeing really strong performance across gender, which I suppose is not surprising because it's something that's been on the business agenda for decades now. But certainly the signatories to the Elevate Pledge are making a public commitment to really actively working towards building inclusive workplaces, and they're committing to measuring their performance as opposed to just making a claim for inclusion. So what we've seen is that when companies actually start measuring their diversity profile, they see benefits. So putting in targets, for example, for gender representation is yielding benefits, and all of the signatories within Elevate, we're seeing much higher or faster development towards those targets than, say, the national average.
And do these 60 companies, do they have wider diversity and inclusion policies, or is there a danger there that the focus can fall on gender and that's it?
Yeah, and that's why we created the Elevate Pledge, because we want to look beyond gender, and so we look at other diversity indicators, so ethnicity, people with disabilities, age, sexual orientation as well, because once you start tweaking any characteristic of diversity, inequalities start to rise. And so we wanted companies to really look at that, because we know that, look, despite the fact that we're at full employment, there's still pockets of society that are being left behind, still huge, hugely disproportionate unemployment for certain people. There's a 20% gap for people with disabilities, for example. Despite people being very qualified and experienced and capable and eager to work.
And are these companies, are they making good progress in hiring people from diverse backgrounds, people with disabilities, for example, or people from different ethnic or socioeconomic backgrounds?
Yeah, they certainly are. So, for example, SSE is one of the companies we work with. They looked at their representation for people with disabilities and felt that they could attract more people. So we worked with them to develop a program that specifically encouraged people with disabilities to apply, you know, looked at all of the workplace, looked at the roles that were there, and actively encouraged people to apply. So the more people that apply, the higher likelihood that those applicants will turn into hires then as well. So equally, Veolia have looked at ethnic representation, and they have created a mobility program to really onboard people who are new to Ireland and develop their career paths through the business.
And is there evidence that having a diverse workforce yields benefits for the company?
Absolutely. It's been well documented over the years, like from productivity to enhanced innovation, from just bringing in different perspectives, working together on just being reflective of your customer base, just employee engagement, happier employees. There's lots of benefits that have been really well recorded for businesses.
Linda O'Sullivan, Head of Social Inclusion with Business in the Community in Ireland. Thank you very much.